18 years after the Velvet Revolution, some will be no doubt surprised to learn that a number of streets in Prague still bear the names of highly controversial figures from the communist era. Now some are questioning whether that should be the case. The districts of Prague 7 and 6 have opened a public discussion on the subject, with a view to eventually changing at least some of the more controversial names. Jan Wellinger has more.
Changing street names in Prague, as anywhere, is not an easy process, but it is one that, at least in theory, will be considered by representatives in Prague's 6 and 7. A number of streets in both districts still feature the names of controversial figures formerly honored by the communists, something a number of observers feel should have long been changed. Local politicians have now, at the very least, aimed to set the record straight, hoping to address past history through public discussion. Tomáš Chalupa is the mayor of Prague 6.
Some people don't think it's important. They say that it's just a name on a sign that doesn't have a real impact on everyday life, and in a way that's true. At the same time, when you name a street or a square or a public area after someone, that community is showing that person respect. Our working group looked at a number of the more dubious names and was forced to ask, do these people really deserve our respect?
Some of the more contentious streets most certainly include Janoškova in Prague 6, meant to honor Antonín Janošek, a figure who was branded a traitor in Czechoslovakia's First Republic. He's not alone. Another controversial figure whose monument in Prague 6 has outlasted communism in Czechoslovakia by 18 years is that of Soviet Marshal Ivan Štěpánovič Koněv. Mayor Chalupa again.
Koněv, of course, was recognized for his role in liberating Prague as the commander of the Red Army. At the same time, if we jump ahead, this was the same person who was involved in the crushing of the Hungarian uprising in 1956, or he was the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the Warsaw Pact, a person who did deeds sometimes good, sometimes despicable.
Tomáš Chalupa points out not all cases are clear-cut. A good many devout communists honored by the former regime were, for example, tortured and killed by the Nazis. And he says his working group separated names along three categories, from less or irreproachable to most contentious. He makes clear that if any names are changed, it will be a long, drawn-out process, and it is more likely that other solutions will be found, putting up, for example, plaques explaining the site's history, rather than leading to a change in the name. The mayor says the most important thing at this point is discussion as a means of confronting the Czech Republic's communist past.